Did they ever bring... So, Wii U had the Geno costume. They ever added that to the Ultimate version?
I don't think so. There's hope, Mike.
I need him.
Is Proto Man Brawler or Gunner?
He's Gunner.
Still? Yeah, you gotta be, like, leaning in.
He's Gunner. Have you ever done this show with Perry and not Chris here?
No, this is the first, isn't it?
Oh yeah. My gosh. Perry, how uncomfortable are you without your friend?
So uncomfortable.
Let's get him. Get him! Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 6th, 2019. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother AJ.
Hey!
Fred Perry's here for some reason.
Hello.
Hey, so you know we forgot to do it again last month?
No.
Acknowledge the podcast's birthday.
Oh, really?
We always forget that.
How old are we now?
12 years old.
12 years old. That's great.
Oh, man.
We'll be a teenager soon.
Not even legal.
No. Ways to go.
Yeah, quite a ways.
We'll see if we make it to 21 years.
Well, at this point, I don't know. Like, your kids are only going to demand less and less of your time now, right?
Right.
I'm not having kids, so we're going to be fine. Are you in Team No Kids, Perry? About to get personal here.
That discussion has been evolving
over
the past couple months. Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Well, I'm freaking.
I'm all for trying and failing to have kids.
What does that mean? Like, like having kids and they end up screwed up?
No, or like, it means having a lot of sex.
There you go. Yeah, right.
Jesus.
No, we got real personal with Perry real quick tonight.
Yeah. Hi.
Wow, Perry. We're supposed to talk about video games.
Oh, no.
How could you lead us down this path?
Sorry.
Much improved over last week. Mike's like, I pooped a lot.
I talked about my poop. My poops have been very disappointing since then.
Disappointing?
I had such a good day.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
Yeah.
So, a lot of Nintendo stuff's been going on this week, so I think that'll be our focus.
I love how they just come out of nowhere, like, yeah, Nintendo Direct tomorrow night at 6. You should watch. It's, like, the best thing ever.
It's, like, yeah, it's, like, as good as, like, an E3 showcase for anybody.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I guess, like, when you think about it, they didn't, like, announce a new AAA game or anything, really.
No.
There's some things that are close. So, Perry, how much of this do you even know about? You know, Smash Brothers stuff.
Right, and that's the only thing, you know. Well, not the only thing. The Super Nintendo stuff is really
cool. Right, so first they announced that...
Smash confirmed.
Yeah. So it was, like, a rumor for a while that an SNK character was going to be there.
Oh, I thought we were the first, like, the beginning of the presentation.
No, well, I'm just talking about the Smash Brothers stuff.
Okay.
But anyway, so Terry is going to be the new SNK character.
You know what's funny, Perry? I saw this journalist on Twitter, like, right before it started, who was like, I don't believe all these SNK rumors.
It was me. I totally didn't buy it.
Wow. No credibility.
Zero. In my mind, I'm like, you're gonna go from, like, Persona to Banjo-Kazooie and Dragon Quest to Fatal Fury? Maybe.
And I'll tell you what, people are oddly excited about it.
I think a lot of people are also not excited, AJ.
I don't know, maybe it's just like,
I think a lot of people are also not
Twitter
excited.
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
What's the American exposure to SNK? Is it Capcom versus... They did a Capcom versus SNK.
Those games came out here. There were so I think this is definitely a case of more popular in Japan.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
But these, especially King of Fighters, those games have always come out here. But it's... I mean, my exposure is from...
Our Neo Geo Pocket.
Yeah, SNK versus Capcom for my Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Excellent.
Neo Geo Pocket
Honestly,
Color, man.
Until, like, the Switch existed, probably the best portable fighting game ever made.
And my team in that was always Terry and Ken. So, like, I at least know who Terry is. I'm like, it's not a super hype pick for me, but I am kind of excited just because I know him. But I'm also, like... So, like, I like Ryu and Ken in Street Fighter. I don't really like playing as them in Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of weird, sort of, like, traditional 2D fighting game thing with them. It's always been kind of strange.
Well, I was okay with this announcement after they announced that they're going to go beyond the 5 originally planned DLC characters.
Right, which, I mean, why not? Because they're probably making
money
a zillion
hand
dollars.
Over fist.
Just printing money. I mean...
Yeah.
even if they didn't offer a fighter pack, if they charged $10 a fighter, I'd pay it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, 15, at this point, 20, what are you
gonna
you
do?
Name it.
Not like, gonna have a complete roster,
right? What am I gonna do? Not buy a fighter that they released?
Well, I mean, they had the DLC characters before and the Wii U and 3DS ones, but now this is like
it was the Wii U one,
right? And, you know, even the 3DS one. I mean, it was popular, but how many people were like DLCing that up?
Yeah,
this is like the super awesome Switch one. It's the popular one on the popular system, you know?
Yeah.
It's ultimate.
It's so ultimate.
It's the ultimate.
It's so ultimate. So we have one more in the fighter pack, and then we don't know if we're going to get, like, fighter pack 2 with, like, $20 for 5 more characters, or if it's just going to be,
yeah,
like,
we just know there's more
a la carte. Who knows? And we didn't see anything of Terry, really. Yeah, his instruction video. We didn't see, like, gameplay. He showed,
they showed, like, a very brief thing at
the end. Showed, like, 2 moves.
Right. Like. So, from what I remember, his, like, main move, instead of a fireball, he kind of does this, like, it's like jaunting forward punch thing. He has like a rocket punch kind of move.
They had that, and he did like a shot. He like kind of hit the ground, and it was like a
that
little
is all. Point. Yeah, those are his moves. So, yeah. I mean, I like his look. I like his like biker hat kind of look.
Yeah,
it's different.
He looked familiar. He must have been on the cover of. I never played like the Capcom.
Yeah, he's on like the
games,
cover of Fatal Fury. He's like
cover.
Their Ryu.
So why? When the rumor was that it would be an SNK character, everybody assumed it would be Terry because he's like.
I figured it'd be either
Ryu.
Him or whoever that samurai is from Samurai Showdown with the big
Maybe.
Hair.
Or what about Mia or whatever?
May.
Yeah, Tits McGee.
Yes, her.
Yeah. I didn't think she was going to show up. You should see Terry.
Oh, maybe I'll look it up later for research purposes.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Just be sure to type in cosplay after that or hentai even so you get an accurate representation.
So,
what is that?
But, okay, so, and then the other thing was that Banjo-Kazooie was out that day, which was cool because I thought it would be a little bit still. Mm-hmm. So having him immediately, super fun.
Well, the original fighter pack is supposed to be completed by February of 2020.
Right. So we're probably going to get.
So we're close. To,
we'll
mean,
probably
close.
Get Terry in like November
and
December.
Yeah.
And then number 5 has to be like
January, February.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there wasn't. It was. It seemed like it took forever for Joker to happen. And then, like, we got Dragon Quest Hero, and then, like, Banjo-Kazooie almost. I mean, they were announced the same time, but, like, Banjo-Kazooie released not too long after. Like, Dragon Quest hasn't even been out for a month, right? Or maybe a month?
Yeah, it's been, like, a month.
It hasn't been that long, so pretty quick turnaround there, which is pretty nice. So, yeah, I'm sure by the end of the year, we'll find out who fighter number 5 is going to be. But have you guys played with Banjo-Kazooie yet?
No, I have not yet.
I have.
Yes. Have you played online?
Not well. I don't play online.
Okay, a ton of Banjo-Kazooie's online.
Well, of course,
sure.
the new character.
He's okay. I think he's a mid-tier.
Well, you get so mad when the new characters are
okay.
too strong.
Well, that's because they're always ridiculously good, like Joker and
So you should be happy that he's mid-tier.
Right, I am.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know how good he is, but I like playing as him a lot.
Just use his side B. And you'll be fine.
Right. So, like, your side B is interesting because you have 5 charges of it, and they don't recharge until you die.
Yeah, but it's, like, a super powerful, like...
So
it's very strong.
It takes priority over everything.
So you don't want to, like...
Spam it.
You don't... Well, no, but you also don't want to, like, die with, like, uses of it unused because you're kind of, you know, wasting it a bit.
You could also use it to recover.
Right.
Which is kind of a waste, but...
I mean, his normal recovery is not too bad.
No,
so.
It's okay.
But with that, it's real
What
good.
I think is interesting is his is the only recovery in the game where you could do your up B recovery and then still double jump after.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Mega Man can, right? Mega Man can also
he
do
He can
it.
Do his up B and jump, but Banjo has 3 jumps.
Wait, 3 jumps, yeah.
Yeah, so he could do his up B and then jump twice, and then directional air dodge.
Right, but I mean, there are other characters. I think Sonic even, too, with the springs. I think they can still use their double jump.
No, he goes into freefall after
okay.
spring.
Mega Man does not go into freefall.
No, Mega Man does not.
Mega Man
can
do his
jump
double jump.
Air dodge.
Have you played the Banjo-Kazooie games, Perry?
No, I've never played them.
So, I played Banjo-Kazooie 1 for like the first time when the Rare Replay came out and had a lot of fun.
I fired it up when they did the 4K patch.
Oh, yeah.
Playing that game in 4K is very funny.
Right. It is really cool how like faithful they've adapted just like the moveset from the game and like just like even little mannerisms. It's like one of the cooler like just translations, especially because if you like Banjo-Kazooie, the last time they made a new game was like in 2007 with Nuts and Bolts.
And that was even like not. Like a little non-traditional.
And they like redesigned the characters to look weird. So it's cool to see like the original version of Banjo-Kazooie looking super HD and nice. Looking like it looks fantastic. It like basically kind of won a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Yeah. It's also it's funny to see this kind of like quasi-bromance going on between Nintendo and Microsoft where he's talking about like, I know it's a competing platform. We should really go play this game.
Well, maybe we'll get Master Chief then. I mean...
It's not outside of the realm of possibility anymore.
Some characters, the moveset just writes itself. So much you could go on with Master.
I remember the ultimate moveset writes itself character was Simon Belmont, and when they finally added him, like, that's exactly what I thought the moveset would be.
No surprises there.
Like, perfect. So, but yeah, I'm liking Banjo a lot. His stage is okay.
I haven't played his stage yet.
The spinny thing is, like, kind of weird when you have, like, the normal spinny thing on. So, like, it's like an aesthetic spin.
The stage is the corkscrew mountain.
Spiral mountain. Idiot.
Whatever.
Is it just a flat stage?
Well, so because of the corkscrew path on the side, when it rotates, depending where that path is, because then, like, once it's unrotated, it comes, like, flat again. So it changes where your recovery points are.
And sometimes there's, like, a bridge available. It's okay. I'm also not, like, some people love the Banjo-Kazooie music. I'm not a giant fan of it.
It's fine.
The main title's good, so I like that. Okay. I think I saw a lot of people who are way more excited about the Sans costume from Undertale than for Terry.
Did you see the reaction at the Nintendo World Store in New York?
No.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were announcing all the Mii costumes. They got that. It was like a new character reveal. Like, they were.
I mean, a lot of people actually want it. Okay. And I wonder if Nintendo's almost like, maybe we should have just made that a character.
So explain, when I came over tonight, I was like, can you guys explain who Sans Undertale is? Who is that? I've never heard of this character or seen them. And everybody's like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. So it's a costume.
Undertale is an indie kind of RPG game
for
everything now.
Okay.
But initially PC. It's on Switch now.
Okay.
It was... So the guy who made this game used to make... He's a big Earthbound fan. He used to make Earthbound ROM hacks and stuff. So this game, it has a lot of Earthbound kind of similarities. The combat is not really traditional RPG stuff, though. It's kind of... It's like you can spare every character. And when you fight, it almost turns into like one of those like shmups. I don't know if you know like those old board games like Gradius or even like Space Invaders. You're like suddenly trying. You're like a heart, and you're trying to avoid enemy attacks. It's kind of high concept.
Yeah,
interesting. But it makes
more sense when you play.
It's very quirky. This one guy basically did all the game. He also made the music for it, and the music's incredible. So, long story short, very popular indie game. And Sans is this one character from it, the skeleton, who's like the most popular character from it. He's not the main character.
Not the main character.
Okay. Not the main character.
He's not the hero.
He's not the hero, but a very popular character. No. Well, okay. So you can. There's like multiple routes to the game, and one of the routes is like a genocide route where you're super evil and you kill everyone. In that route, he's the final boss, and he's the hardest boss in the game. Okay. And that's where that song that you get to is from. That's the song that plays when you fight him. It's Megalovania.
Good song.
Fantastic song.
Okay.
It's like the best.
Mike bought the DLC mostly for that song.
I bought the game because this song was in Video Games Live Volume 6. They did a version of it, and I'm like, this song's really good. Maybe I should play Undertale. So that's like why I played Undertale finally.
And you enjoyed it.
I like it a lot. It sticks with you. It's good stuff. So, but yeah. So like, as far as NDA goes, this is one of the most popular ones.
So do you think they should have made him an actual character, not just a costume?
Maybe, especially seeing how excited people are. Although, like, the costume was definitely one of the best ones because you're just wearing this giant headpiece that looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, he's from an indie game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll bring somebody else from an indie game?
Well, like
Hollow Knight, I see a lot of people.
Hollow Knight would be so cool.
Or
Dead Shovel. Cell.
Well, that's the thing. Shovel Knight would have been the best pick, but he's a trophy already. Trophy. He would have been my number one pick. Although, Hollow Knight, I would also freak out. That'd be great. I would like to see an indie game representation. Although Sans, again, would have been a good pick.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they're still a little cautious about that. And again, I don't know how popular these indie games are in Japan as well. Have you played Hollow Knight?
Well, no.
You need to play Hollow Knight.
I think that's what's made the Switch so popular is all of the indie games on it. Like, they're, as always with Nintendo systems, a lot of their stuff is first party. But all of the indie games basically releasing every day...
People are like, oh my gosh, there's so
many games coming out. Well, I mean, a lot of these Indian games are actually really good.
Like I said, Indian games, but...
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to let it go.
Well, you're wearing an Indian shirt, in my defense, and I'm looking
Cleveland
at your shirt
Indians,
while I'm talking.
People so, like, even Hollow Knight, like, that game had been out on other platforms for a bit, but I finally played it when it came out on Switch, not even right away, but I got to it. I'm like, oh, this game is so good.
Yeah, that's like everyone's going on about that Children of Morta game that just came out. Really,
like, it's like, oh, something.
Play that when it's on
Although
Switch.
Now we're, like, in, like, actual Nintendo games are coming out again.
I mean, like, Dead Cells was the first game I played on the Switch, and loved it. Beat it. It was great.
That sounds pretty good.
So, Perry, are you going to get Overwatch on the Switch?
Speaking of now, third-party games.
Well, so I tried playing a first-person shooter on the Switch before and did not like it.
What game was that?
Doom? Wolfenstein? No,
the
Paladins?
World...
Oh, Warframe.
Warframe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a third-person shooter game.
Right. You can do it in first-person mode, too.
No.
It's over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a very different kind of game from Overwatch.
Well, okay, so maybe I haven't played a first-person shooter on the Switch, then. I guess that's...
I played Paladins on the Switch, and it plays pretty well. So, assuming... Okay. And I'm, as long as they can maintain 60 frames per second, this will be sweet.
See, but when I was reading reviews of Doom, they said that was a huge problem, was the frame rate.
Yeah, that game's... graphically a lot more intense. Overwatch will run on a laptop.
I mean, I don't personally have that much interest, just because I play
it's almost
PC
more than,
a lot.
It's almost more the novelty of
it. If you ever compare, you do not like keyboard mouse controls. So.
I do not at all. Yeah. So. I go to great lengths to avoid keyboard.
When you tried to play Overwatch with this on your PC, you were like holding half of a controller.
I was holding, so I plug in my Xbox controller and use the left half of it, so to move, and
instead of WASD,
the bumper and the left Jesus trigger. Christ.
But then you had the mouse.
And then I had the mouse to aim.
I can't, you just wouldn't learn WASD.
No, I refuse. It was
clearly,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I did perfectly fine with my half Xbox controller.
You did not do fine. You were awful.
It was
to
just
be clear.
Like the nunchuck.
You were not good.
The best Torbjorn ranked.
You did not play ranked. That's a lie. Your Torbjorn was also terrible. You would just put your turret like 5 feet in front of the payload, then it would die right away. You wouldn't even try to like hide it around corners or anything.
They didn't even expect it.
That's true. They did expect it, but they still dealt with it swiftly. Oh, God.
All right, so we don't have to go through like every announcement from the event, but like, what else stood out to you, Mike?
I'm kind of excited for Doom 64, so... For people who don't know, Doom 64
is like basically Doom 3.
It's considered like a mainline Doom game. Yeah, kind of like after Doom 2. Like Doom 64 is its like own levels and stuff. And a lot of people are like, that it's one of the best Doom games.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that got a re-release is
pretty cool. Yeah.
Right. Like even like at E3, like they had like a kind of like Doom museum. It was like, here's Doom 1, here's Doom 2, Doom 3, Doom Eternal, and like Doom 64 had a spot just the same as any of the other ones. So it's considered like pretty mainline.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm kind of excited that Tokyo Mirage Sessions Fire Emblem thing's finally coming out. So this, Perry, you love this.
Fire Emblem.
Well, this is... So this is, you know, Persona? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, right.
So Persona is a spinoff of a series called Shin Megami Tensei.
Oh, God.
This is Shin Megami Tensei kind of meets Fire Emblem, but with Japanese pop stars as the focus. Oh.
It sounds so weeby.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah.
And I know you're a
That's
huge
That's kind
weeb.
Of the point.
Like, it's very weeby.
So ridiculous.
Oh, I can't. So this game came out for like the Wii U kind of toward the end of its life cycle. And everyone was like, this game's good. But who's playing their Wii U anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't.
There's a huge contingency on Reddit who still plays a Wii U, has their Wii U's, and loves them.
Don't believe
That's
it.
Fine.
A huge contingency on Reddit.
So, like, this was one of the last... I mean, this is one of the major, like, what is this coming to Switch? Now that this is, I think the only other big ones are Super Mario 3D World.
And, like, Wind Waker HD.
Well, like, yeah, the HD versions of some of the Zelda games, but, like, Wonderful 101 and Xenoblade Chronicles X. But...
Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition announced.
Right, another RPG. So that's interesting. I played, like, the first third of Xenoblade Chronicles
Same.
On the 3DS.
I play on the Wii.
So, even like, it's far enough where I'm like, oh, I really want to restart that narrative-heavy game again. Especially when, like, I thought Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was okay. It is like a full-on remake, it looks like. It's not,
yeah,
not just,
like, much, much better art style enhancements and everything.
That's where Shulk came from.
Yes.
That's Shulk. Okay. That's the Shulk. With the Menundo-ars.
Menundo.
We always say it wrong.
Menundo art. Well, Chris says it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
No, we do. Because it's just funny.
The Menundo art.
We all know it's really called the
Monado.
The Monado, yes.
Yeah, the Monado.
You can't even say it right anymore.
I was being...
That was the last announcement that they had. And, like, they showed off some things for games that are coming, but, like, we already know, like, Pokemon Sword Shield, Luigi's Mansion, yes. Link's Awakening, all looks good. But the other big thing was Super Nintendo games have finally come to Nintendo Switch Online. They're out now. I haven't started any of them yet. They, like, went strong with, like, the initial batch.
Yeah, I mean, you got both Mario, Zelda, Super Metroid.
Right, yeah.
Some of Kirby so 3.
I saw Joe and Mac 2.
Yeah, yes. Right?
Do they have Joe and Mac, though?
No, not yet. Just Joe and Mac 2.
Why the second one first?
I don't know, but it's I kind of love it.
I've played the second one, I don't think.
Joe and Mac games are great.
Yeah, Joe Mac 2's good. I had a Joe and Mac 2 poster in my bedroom for a long time.
Yes.
From my EGM or GamePro or something.
I don't know if I've ever played the second one.
It's Stunt Race Effects? How random is that?
So I'm really excited that Demon's Crest is there. Demon's Crest is a spin-off of Super Ghosts and Goblins, which is also on there, I think.
Oh,
Demon's so Crest, bad. You play as, like, the
bad guy. Oh, that game. Okay,
what's
one of those imps or whatever.
Firebrand. You play as Firebrand. And it's like, so, like, I like to, like, buy games, like, physically when I can without using eBay because it's cheating, but I have not found this one yet. Not going to play it, so.
Oh.
It's nice.
Breath of Fire is on there, too.
Breath of Fire 1.
Yeah, I've never tried that, so
I played Breath of Fire 4, was it? Yeah, 4, I think I played. I thought it was okay.
That was
but I played the whole thing,
right?
Yeah. Played the whole thing. It was the second one for PlayStation.
Yeah.
I played the whole thing, I thought it was fine. So I don't know how excited I am.
Super cool. Again, it was one of those, like, it's out tomorrow, and you just kind of get it.
Are you going to, like,
20 games?
Are you going to play through any of those again? I mean, I played through the big four.
I mean, I'd play
Mario World, Yoshi's Island, Metroid.
Yeah, I'll play Metroid. I might play Zelda. Well, I won't play Zelda right away, only because we have the Link's Awakening remake in 2 weeks.
Right. So I think I played Super Metroid, Yoshi's Island, and Mario World on the Super NES. I haven't played Link to the Past in a little bit. Maybe I'll play that.
Oh, that game's so good.
So how much are they?
They're free.
With the online subscription.
Oh, wow.
There you go. There you go, Perry.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about that?
Free.
Have you ever played Super Metroid, Perry?
Yes.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a
good game. And Link to the Past.
How about Yoshi's Island?
No.
Oh, you should play
Yoshi's
Island.
I've never played Yoshi's Island.
Good.
And Yoshi's Island. Played Yoshi's Island.
Well, no, she played Yoshi's Story. The Nintendo 64 one where they sing. Maybe she played Yoshi's Island.
Was there Baby Mario in it?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was okay. That was it.
Yeah, that was a real. I don't think you did. Any.
Mike has doubts.
I don't believe you.
He has his doubts.
I don't believe you. So that was the big stuff from the Nintendo Direct. Although today they all. Did you see this like weird? Maybe next week.
It's Wii Fit 2. Come on. Like everyone's like, what is this?
There was a
Wii
Fit 2.
You know what I mean.
Is there going to be a balance board?
It's not a balance
board. No, it's like
a
weird strap thing.
It's like a
resistance hoop.
We don't know yet. They tease it today. There's going to be more info later. But there's going to be something.
Like, there was, like, you put, like, a leg band strap on with one Joy-Con and this weird, like, elastic hoop thing with another one. You could, like, squash it. It was, like, push against it. It had, like, resistance.
Right. We'll see. And it makes sense. The Wii Fit games made a lot of money. It's very smart that they did not make this part of the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
They knew that, like, that audience didn't necessarily care about this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird because, like, they still want to get to, like, kind of sometimes tap into that casual audience.
Right, with things like 1-2 Switch.
1-2 Switch, like, sold well, I guess, but, like, no one talks about it ever. I think everyone, like, bought it, like, when they bought their Switch. I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Like, even when the Switch first came out, they were pushing some things, like the motion controls and stuff that they're already kind of back down on. Although, Overwatch does have the gyroscope controls.
Oh, gyroscope aiming in shooters is really nice.
Yeah, kind of fun. Yeah, so, there's that. I've been playing this game called Astral Chain, which is the new Platinum games for
Switch. Yeah, I think
Switch.
We talked about it a little bit last week. How's that going?
It's good. I mean, the combat is super fun. There's a bit too much talking for me. I want to keep going here. I'm going to fight some more things. And, like, I'm now the clock's ticking, I feel like, because I'm getting through it, but not super fast. And it's like, there's all these Super Nintendo games I want to play, and I kind of just want to play more Smash Bros. With Banjo-Kazooie and Link's Awakening is, like, coming out soonish.
Gears 5 is tomorrow, and it's getting good reviews.
I don't know if I care. Even if it got, like, good, I don't know. I mean, it's not like Gears 4 got bad reviews. I'm sure it was also, like, an 80-something. But I don't know. I feel like I'm just, like...
You just have it. It's on Game Pass, so...
Oh, yeah. I don't know, though, Perry. I just...
Gears... Maybe I'll pay the $2 and
There you go. There's like a three-player cooperative mode that looks fun.
Yeah, I played that at E3. It was kind of fun.
I'd like to play it just for the Horde mode.
Mm. Yeah. And the cool thing is it's cross-play between PC and Xbox, so...
There is part of me that, like, the idea of watching any Gears of War cutscene sounds like torture.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, don't care. And it's weird, because, like... Even like Astral Chain, like part of me is like I should just skip cutscenes, and I
can never
bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I can't do that, even though I hate the cutscenes. Even like Control, I'm liking Control a good deal. Even then, like, the cutscene sounds like, eh, I don't really need this. But I can't do it. Can't skip them.
Yeah, I was just telling AJ, I don't think I ever beat a Gears of War. I barely played any of the single player just because it was just...
I beat the first three and had, like...
We beat the first one, come on.
I had a lot of fun with Gears of War 1. I had less fun consecutively as I went through them. But, like, Gears of War 1, I thought was great. That was super fun at the time. Part of it was because...
It was so fresh.
Well, it was a graphical spectacle in a way the series has never really quite been the same since. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always good-looking games. Gears of War 1 was, like, one of the best-looking games at the time. Probably the best-looking console game.
Well, the cover mechanic was kind of new at that
point. Right, right. The whole pop-and-shoot thing was now, like, every third...
Unless you count that arcade game where you kind of, like, press to get behind
Time Crisis?
Jesus, Perry.
I mean, hey, let's give credit where credit is due.
I'll tell you what. Time Crisis is the best of the light gun arcade shooters.
Oh, Virtue Cop all day, every day.
Oh, man.
Except for that one, like, newish, but it was like a 2.
Virtue Cop 3?
No, it was like 4. It was something
weird.
With
the slowdown mechanic.
It had a slowdown mechanic. I only saw it one time, and it was at, like...
Vegas.
It was in
Vegas. The game works in Vegas.
It was incredible, but... Yeah. No, yeah.
There would be seen since.
Yeah, that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
How's your WoW Classic
run? I've been playing a lot of WoW Classic.
Me too.
Even that, I'm only level 27 right now.
Man, I'm 23.
So, yeah.
So good. Perry... No. Just play some WoW Classic with us.
I never played the original one.
Now's the time. This is the original one.
You guys lost countless hours to that game.
Sorry, we were doing important things like playing Banjo-Kazooies online in Smash Bros.
right.
Wasting our time.
I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
I'm shocked at how much I enjoy it. Yeah. I truly am.
How old is WoW?
2004.
15 years old.
My God.
15 years old.
My God.
It changed so much that they had
to... So we were playing Melee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that came out.
Oh, yeah, we were. You better believe we were.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm really liking my priest a lot still. I've been doing a couple of dungeons now.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where I could finally do some AoE grinding with my mage. That's fun. We finally played together for the first time the other night.
Yeah, I needed help with something. I had to go all the way to Kalimdor. All the way to Kalimdor, Perry.
Oh, my God. So far. Did they re-release the original, like, campaign, or did they add
So what this is, and I guess we can explain for people who don't know. So the game came out in 2004, and it went through, like, a year and a half of just kind of, like, minor content updates and some bug fixes. Then it went through a year of kind of like major patches, and then the first expansion came out after that. So over time, driven by community demand, like the game got a lot more streamlined. They put in a lot of quality of life improvements. They reworked the combat mechanics a bit. They reworked the talent system to the point where the game, like if you play like original zone content, you breeze through it. Like there's no challenge to it. And it's just kind of like in the way of you getting to the end. So there'd been a demand for a re-release of the game the way it was, to the point where these people were like they reverse engineered original copies of the game to make their own private servers, and Blizzard's like, you can't do that. So when they first announced it, everyone was just kind of like, not only to appease those people, but also to kind of say like, okay, well now you definitely can't do that because we're making our own version, you can't compete with us.
Right.
And I don't think even Blizzard truly expected this to be as popular as it is. But what it is, it's the state the game was in early 2006, because it had like a few like bug fix patches up to that point, so the game was like pretty solid. And it's all those original mechanics, like now, if Mike and I want to go to a dungeon, we could be anywhere in the world, we could both get in a party, not be next to each other, hit a Q button, and it'll find three other people and just take us to a dungeon. In this game, if we want to do that, we have to physically walk to where the dungeon is and go into the general chat and just be like, hey, we need a tank and 2 DPS for this dungeon. Anyone want to do it? And just like wait for people. Like,
now, yeah, I know that sure sounds worse. Yeah. Turns out it's better.
Yeah, because you actually like, and like also the thing is the game's like legit challenging. Like if I'm as my mage, if I'm like fighting some wolves, and like I'm like fighting a wolf, and then I accidentally have another one show up, I'm in trouble. Like, I need to run.
Yeah. You can't just, like, teleport to some...
Oh, I can't just kill them instantly.
Like, in normal Warcraft, you could kill, like, 4 regular enemies your same level probably pretty easily.
Yeah.
So it's harder.
Yeah, much
harder. A lot harder.
Okay. So like
that
challenge...
And less streamlined.
Right.
Which somehow makes it better.
Yes.
Yeah. It just...
It's very satisfying.
It was like
the character program. It's more of an RPG. The social interactions are much more meaningful.
It's like a physical manifestation of back in my day.
Exactly.
We walked 10 miles to our dungeons. Exactly. But it's, we didn't just teleport there by hitting.
But the conception is that it's rose-colored glasses, right? But when I'm playing it now, it's like, oh, this actually is better.
Yeah. What I like about this is you know, the reason I usually, whenever I stop playing World of Warcraft and go to like something like Elder Scrolls Online or Final Fantasy XIV even, is like, I need like a change of pace. But like, I always feel guilty about it. Like, I have to time it weird because I don't want to like waste my subscription time. But now, like, this game is so different from retail World of Warcraft and they're both part of the same subscription. It's like, oh, I could just bounce between these. Now I haven't had the desire to bounce off
like,
yet.
I haven't bounced off yet either.
No, but like when the next
1.25.
Like, yeah, it'll be like, you know, when there's new content for the main game, you go do that. Then when you're kind of done with that, you go back to classic and grind away over there.
Yeah, but I've been fun. Looking forward to keep trying to get that next level, getting all that money so I get a mount.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah. But when you hit 40, that's when you get your first mount. It's what, 100 gold?
Something like that. It's a lot. Yeah,
I'm level 23 and I have 4 gold right now.
I have 15 gold, you idiot. Oh, level 27, so much more gold. Same professions too. What's your excuse? Suck it.
What's your profession?
Oh, enchanting and tailoring.
Oh,
obviously. Same.
Oh. I'm just so much better than Beijing.
I guess that's it.
But yeah, that's been a lot of fun. Perry, what have you been up to? Anything you want to talk about?
Just beat Pokemon Let's Go for the second time.
So the second time?
That was
what was different about your second playthrough?
So I was determined to not use any of the characters I normally lean on.
So no Cubone.
It's no Cubone, no Marowak, no Golduck.
Wow.
He's always a mainstay. Yeah, so I made it a point to actually use Eevee.
Yeah, who is your big six right now?
Oh, God. Well, I was going to do the gym leader challenge, which I still haven't done in all of my playthroughs. If you're not familiar.
I am not.
Okay. There's a bunch of different. So there's like the Nuzlocke challenge where I can't remember. There's one where you have to use the first six Pokemon you see and catch. That's you have to catch the first six Pokemon you come across and you have to use them and only
even
them.
Double ups?
Yes.
Like multiple Pidgeys even? Like what?
No. I think it can be different, okay. But like the first six unique Pokemon, you have to use that. Catch them, use them.
Okay.
Then there's another version.
Pidgey, Butterfree.
Pidgey. So you're like Rattata, yeah. Pidgey,
Butterfree,
Caterpie. Like you're
praying to get a Nidoran.
Yeah, yeah. Praying. Yeah. Then there's another challenge where if your Pokemon faints, he's dead. And you have to stop using it. But then the gym leader challenges, you have to catch six of the same type and use
a gym leader. I get it.
So I was going to do the gym leader as a normal type.
Well, that seems safe.
Because there's plenty of normal types and there's not really many fighting types.
There's that one fighting dojo.
Yeah, there's a dojo, but you know.
Isn't one the Elite Four fighting type, or am I making that up?
No, he is.
No, it's Ice Dragon.
Psychic.
Psychic, and what's the...
Wait, yeah.
No, he's a fighting type, but he has Onyx as his first for some reason.
That's right, yeah.
So there is a fight type.
Which
leader.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I guess he's Brock, or kind of Brock. But, yeah, so I was going to do the gym leader challenge. I abandoned it because I was like, no, I want to use a couple different, so... I use the Wigglytuff, who's also he's normal in fairy. So
now he's fairy type.
Yeah, he's part. See, he's still part normal though, so I could have technically used him in my gym challenge. But
see, I'm getting so excited for Sword and Shield.
I'm anxious. I don't know. I'm like skeptical still.
Nah, I think it's gonna be fun.
Well, and now I think they're gonna do another Pokemon rep in Smash. I think they're gonna do a Sword and Shield in Smash.
You think? Yep. There's another wave of DLC, maybe.
Yep.
Although so far we haven't had any first party DLC characters added.
That's true. They've all been true.
I've been weird third party,
until Waluigi gets added.
Yeah.
Cool. Is he first party?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's absolutely.
Dino's kind of first party.
First party kind of.
Who
not?
Wants him though?
Shut the hell up. You're dead.
You're dead.
You're finished. It's over for Perry.
Over.
All right. Well, is that it? Is that an episode?
Playing a lot of Mario Kart and Sonic Mania with Sophia right now. She pronounces Luigi's name Kuiji for some reason.
Didn't you say she got through the first level of Mario
2? No, they started playing Sonic 2 on my iPad. And they beat the first stage on their own. Now, you get the chemical plant zone, and there's a big difficulty spot in that game. So they're having a little trouble there, but they're enjoying
getting there.
She knows how to like select time attack mode and just do the first zone.
That's good.
Those little games are hard.
It's good that she's building up basic 2D platforming mechanics.
Olivia, so the three games that are playing on our iPods all the time now are Sonic 2, Sonic Dash, and Super Mario Run.
Makes sense.
Olivia's getting really good at Sonic Dash.
Really?
Like, really good at
it. That's funny. Good. All right, I think that's that.
Yep.
All right, we gotta get back to watching this first football game.
Oh, but you should definitely go listen to 90s Disney, which is, we released our fourth episode this past week. We talked about The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and I got to interview Tab Murphy, the screenwriter of the film.
That's very good.
It was very fun, and he was a very cool guy, and we learned some really cool things. What's that face you're
making? That's cool.
Oh, okay,
cool.
Thank you. Yeah. You're like, so good for you.
It's like, oh.
All right, Mike, take us out.
All right, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find us more at ebpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, and all. Yes, Penny, the podcast.
Penny knows when we're finishing.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, find us at all the podcast places, and yeah, we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.